Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. And I think when you spend some time there on those websites, you'll get a lot smarter, because we got a lot of things there from not only from me, but from my Brain Trust, my 2,000 Brain Trust members. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter on my website. You can also check out my blog there and take our poll question right there, which the poll question, by the way, is also on in the newsletter. That comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. It fits right into your phone too. It's a two column newsletter, so the left side's a lot of stuff like, you know, our sponsors and some dates and some things like that, photos. The right side is the content, so just scroll that right side up and down in your phone. It fits in there perfectly. So check all that out. The ageofthecustomer.com website is where you can find out more about what I talk about in my book, The Age of the Customer. Folks, I hope you'll take this seriously. If your business is not doing as well as you want it to do, there's probably an explanation for it in the book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. And it's amazing to me how many people will read the book and say, oh yeah, I know that, but they weren't doing anything about it. And what the book does is explains to you how to take care of that. So I hope you'll check that out. And it's hardcover or ebook, all the different ebooks. And you got a lot of different ways to buy it there. And that's at ageofthecustomer.com. You know, folks, I want to talk. And again, it's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about what happened yesterday. As you know, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been in the news a lot lately, primarily about her email situation and the fact that the day she was sworn in as Secretary of State, she set up a server in her own house and a private email address for her to operate her State Department emails and her personal emails all together, mushed up all together, in her own residence. Now, her private emails are hers. Her State Department business belonged to you and me. And all the other and everybody else in this country, because she worked for us when she was in that role. And if you heard the oral commentary about her comments about that, she basically said, "I've decided what was pertinent to give to the government and what wasn't, and I threw away the things that weren't pertinent, and I sent thousands of copies of files that I thought the government needed to the government." But the operative term was, "I decided." Now, folks, my comments now are not about her being a Democrat, or doesn't matter whether she's Democrat or Republican. My comment, the comment I'm making here, is about the attitude that we have with the political class in Washington D.C. right now, and Hillary Clinton is the poster child for this. And others are too, but today Hillary's the fruit of the month today about this. She's what she did yesterday, her defiance, her justifying her behavior. Did you know that she had her own private email account and was managing that email on her own server in her personal home? Who has anybody ever heard of anything like that before? But here's the point. I think three years ago, she put out a memo to her all of her staff saying, you can't have a personal, you can't do State Department business on your personal email. You have to have a State Department email address. She didn't even comply with her own orders. Now, I want to move over to the poll that we asked, that we asked you this last week, where I asked you, I quoted President Obama, who said that we have no greater threat than to us in the future than climate change. And I asked you what you thought about that. And some of you agreed with the president, some of you disagreed. But I gave you another option to choose from. And that was, the greatest threat we face is the political class in Washington, D.C. I wanted to know what you thought about that. And that wasn't a tongue-in-cheek option. I really wanted to know that. I specifically asked that question. Over 50%, over half of you chose, out of the four options that you could choose from, ISIS or nuclear Iran or climate change, the fourth one being the political class, over 50% of you said the greatest threat that we face in America is the political class in Washington, D.C. And Hillary Clinton's behavior with her email while Secretary of State, and her comment yesterday, her defiance in the face of bad behavior, is makes her the poster child for what people hate. Americans are hating about the political class. Folks, on the way, de Tocqueville said we get the government we deserve. The only way to fix it is if we vote those people out and vote good people in. Think about that. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.